Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, radio listeners. I am so glad to be with you today. I'm so glad, praise God, that I'm able to come before you once again and just share with you the Word of God. So I know, praise God, it's the Word, praise God, it's going to keep us. It's going to keep us and it's going to hold us up. And I know if we just get into the Word is what we need to make it today. And I thank God for those of you that are listening, that would like to listen. You can, praise God, go to blogtalkradio.com and tune in and listen to the broadcast. So the Word of God is true all by itself. The Word of God is the Word, praise God, that we need today. I tell you, praise the Lord, there's so much going on today. There is nothing and no more comfort than being in the Word of God. For God has given us the Word, the true Word of God, which is life everlasting. And I pray this morning, praise God, that someone will be changed today, make a change of heart, that they will choose God and release the devil's contract. Yes. Release the devil's contract and sign on with the truth and a living God. And I thank you, Father, as I come to you today and ask the Lord Jesus to let your word go forth for clarity, understanding, and Lord, that it may touch some heart, that it may change some life. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, you said that your word, praise God, go out and it will accomplish that and which it is in set. And today, Father, I send your word, I send it into the universe. Father God, that it will change lives, that it will save. Praise God, call people to repent, thank to God, and live forever. And this is why I say, praise God, I thank you for doing it in Jesus' name. Father God, touch some souls, those that are listening that are not saved. Father God, give them a change of heart. So they may realize that they can confess with their mouth of their sin, believe in their heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, then they shall be saved. Father God, it's all kingdom work. Kingdom work. Amen. And Father, I thank you for allowing me, thank God, to be able to come before you and be your mouthpiece. Amen. But today, I want to speak to you from the book of Romans, book of Romans, first chapter 24. Through 32 verse, 32nd verse. And the message I want to talk to you about today is the result of a man's religion. And it's the result of a man's religion and rebellion. See, when somebody's rebellion, it means to kick against, to not stand with. And see, we are still, praise God, in the process of trying to get the individual to understand that the word of God is true all by itself. And I would like to talk to you today about, praise God, rebellion, being rebellious. And see, today we want to talk about it because we want you to understand it. When you rebel against God, it says the book of God says, it is hard to kick against the church. It's hard to kick against God, the Almighty God. You see, you're fighting an endless battle. And the battle you fight, you will not win because God's word does not change. Okay? And today I want to talk to you about it, praise the Lord, because I realize that if nobody's doing but the Lord Jesus Christ that is able to save you, to lift you from the situation that you're in, because, praise God, there is, praise God, a reason, praise God, why he wants you to hear the word today. He wants you to hear the word today, praise the Lord, because he wants you to have a change of heart. Amen. So today we're going to be talking about Romans 1, 24 through 32, the result of a man's rebellion. You see the result of a man's rebellion. And what does that mean that brings to mind? When we talk about the word rebellion, what does it really bring to mind? What does it really say? Amen. It says this. It's a look into these sobering verses and try to learn a little more about the result of a man's rebellion. Mm-hmm. And the man's rebellion, you see. And first verse, in the first verse, 24 and 25, the instructions of a man rebellion. The first verse is based in a sense of choice. You see, man chooses sin over God because sin is bound up in his heart. Okay, now you can hear that. It's in his heart. You see, the Bible says it's in a man's heart, what in his heart it will come forth. It's in his heart. So it is bound up in his heart. In Matthew 15:15, 19, and 20. And James 1:14, 1 chapter 14 verse, the natural man will always choose his sin over the will of God, and the word of God and the purpose of God. But man is a sinner, and nothing can redeem that shortness, but nothing but the short of the blood of Jesus. That's the only thing that reflect, redeem him from his sins. Now I want you to notice that the more a man seeks to honor himself by exalting his will over that of God, the more dishonest he becomes in the heart. When he chooses sin over relationship with the living God, his sinful nature grows more corrupted still. It grows corrupted still, you see. But in Ephesians 1:23, it says, corruption is the presence of passage, the particular, and it's literally corrupting that person into itself. And the whole character responding, the former self is not only corrupt, but growing more and more corrupt. You see, sin begets sin. And every trait of the old man's behavior, or the man, the boy, the girl, the child, whoever, behavior is, it's crumbling, or it's inflating like a rotten waste of a corpse. You see, and so it has a smell to it. It stinks and it rots, from being disposed, and a forgiveness, and it's forgotten forever. That is the truth about the natural man. You see, there is no good thing that dwelleth in the body. There is no good thing that dwelleth in your flesh. I believe the word of God says what? Can anything, is there any good thing in the flesh? For the flesh is deceitful in all its ways. Now, based on the sense of praise God, the sense of changes, this man refused to live by God's law. And let me say, in verses 18, he invents his own law, you see. And the result is that man also invents his own good, his own God. He becomes, when you don't do what God wants you to do, God says to you something, you disobey him, the devil becomes your daddy. He becomes your father. Now you got to listen to your father, because now he figures, I'm ruling over you. So the devil becomes your God. Now the chief God used to be himself, self, flesh, flesh. God calls his behavior the exchange of truth for a lie. Because I heard the word say that man will believe a lie rather than the truth. And that is happening right today. People believe lies rather than they believe the truth. They don't want to hear nothing about God's word because it's the truth. But when you talk to them about a lie, they're all excited. Man trades that which is living, helpful and vain, for that which is dead, harmful and vain. And why do men do this? Because he is still possessed as overwhelming desire to what? He don't have a desire to worship. However, he needs a God that will condone his sinful behavior. And therefore, he lives for himself and his invented God. That means you live for you and the devil. If such is a man's sense of rebellion, it's something else. Because the symbol of man's sense of rebellion is this. Because the man has chosen his sins over God. Man is given over to their affection. To affection. He began to love sin. He began to like how it makes him feel. He began to work sin. And the depths to which man can sink and sink are represented here. The next thing I want to talk to you about the bottom, how you can get to the very bottom, absolute bottom of the pit of an iniquity. The basic idea here is that this is where society always ends up. When they choose their ways over God's ways. You see, you can't do like the River King. You can't have it your way here. You got to do it the way God can do it. In this sense, it's saying it's every major society throughout history, and we are seeing the same trend in America today. Now it says that man's attraction are sickness. Yes, it is. Amen. Amen. In these verses, Paul described the sins of what? Homosexuality. What have we come and we have done in America? What have we done in the world? Everybody now has said it was against homosexuality. Now they are for homosexuality. They want you. They say it's a joy to see a man loving on a man and a woman on a woman. And the children. Devil is a liar. You are a liar, demon, because God said it. He said he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for it, and he's going to destroy America because it's the same sin. Yes, I said sin. He used it to, he used it to picture the absolute depth of disparity. What is this sin? What is it that people want to sin so deep and going to so much darkness? Amen. He says, why 10 is not any of the thousands of us and thousands of others that people don't worry about what they do, what they say, how they act. It's okay. Everything is okay. Everything is not a sin, they say. But I think the answer lies in the fact that homosexuality are typically given to more, you know, like a promise, it's like a promise behavior. And that they're heterosexual. One statistic has found that many homosexual males have as many as 300 different sexual partners a year. And we're talking about why the disease and why sickness all over the land. Come on, people. Because what are they doing? They're sin sick and they are spreading the disease throughout the universe. Amen. Mm-hmm. And then he says, praise God, it also says that America is estimated to be about 1% of the population. However, they are given special privileges and they are promoting their lifestyles in the opening, demanding that people like them and endorse them, accept them, and affirm them. Look at the judge that was locked up because she would not do a same-sex marriage. I'm with you, Judge. I wouldn't have did it either, and I won't do it. Because it is against my belief and it is against God's word. I will never stand for it, praise the Lord. Because being in that case, then, what am I? I know who God created me to be, and I will be that person. Amen. And it says here, praise the Lord, that they were given special privileges in promoting their lifestyle, opening the minds on the people, and they want people to endorse this mess. They demonstrate that kissing man, and crawling up on man's back like a low-down dog. I'm telling you, praise God, God is not pleased. You want me to say, yes, okay, no, it is not. It's against the laws of God, and it's against the laws that I believe. The highest, praise God, the highest obstacles of our government are extending special favor to homosexuals and promoting the homosexual agenda. Before, nobody was just, everybody not running for office, they want to endure homosexuality. No, I won't vote for you, and I never will. Yet I still find the thought of same-sex relationships revolving, are damnable and utterly sinful and deprived our natures of activities, you see? And God does not do that. God does not have no dealings with this type of thing. Because if he did, then he would have to go back and wake up Sodom and Gomorrah. He would have to go back and resurrect Pompeii. He would have to go back and then pull up Atlantis. But you see, God did it because he was against it. And it doesn't make it right because everybody said it is. Because the devil is taking the world to hell, my mama can say, in a handbasket. Yes. He's taking everybody to hell in a handbasket. Men are more given to sin, especially sexual sin, than a woman. But sin is sin. Whether women do it or men do it, it's sin. Praise God. However, Paul is describing a people who are totally given up to a sinful standard of life. He might as well be writing about, quote, America. America, you have sinned against God. You have turned your back on God. Everything that God stood and preached against and teached against, you are standing for it. And God is going to deal with you, America, because of your sinful, evil ways. I tell you, praise God, he said it, praise God. Paul tells us in verse 26 that there are women. They were involved. In the unfavorable lifestyle. The interesting thing is that women are usually the last bastions of morality in any society. But men are more given to sin, especially sexual sin, than women. Mm-hmm. So we need, praise God, to recognize and also recognize and know, praise God, that sin is sin. It does not matter who do it. Okay? We need to do much prayer, praise God, for America. We need to stand, praise God, and pray and cry out to God for the opposite and for the own slaughtering of the sodomites. As the days go by, the battle cry, we will not be tolerated. The day is coming, my friend, when being labored and tolerant will be a result in a conviction for a crime. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Because if you don't stand with them, then they are against you. But I hear the word of God says, better to obey God rather than man. They're already, praise God, they're inviting, praise God, and on the way that they would like to force people like myself and others condemning any lifestyle, but especially homosexual ones. They want to call on you to make you say that's a crime to do that. But what strikes me as being really sad is that the fact that the certain mainline so-called Christian denomination, listen to me carefully, are seriously considering accepting and ordaining and marrying homosexuals. But if you do, you have doomed yourself to a place in hell damnation. Because I want to let you know, you can do it because you want to be popular. You can do it, praise God, because you want to be accepted. But I want to let you know you have sealed your faith in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, praise God, even the fact that it will be debated in that, all and beyond any comprehensive man addiction is settled. A choice of lifestyle. The choice of their lifestyle. And what they do and how they do it. Men will have to pay for this. They're going to pay. They're not going to get away. When God gives a man up to his choice of lifestyle, that man will find that his attention and to addiction to his own sin will become stronger by the day. They are literally overcoming their vile affection. When used to bring a twinkle of a shame when committed, or how does it phrase and things that happen and people do, shame, but there is no shame faithless anymore. Because everybody wants to be accepted. They want to be accepted. Opening the door for them to think to ever deep levels of sinful nature. This is the recompense of sin. Being abandoned by God, enslaved by a man who sinned for you. It is though God has been actually restraining them, and now he take away his hand. And they fall deeper into what? Into the act of sin. The judges also evidence that the physical realm. AIDS is one of the first thoughts that comes to mind in terms of sexual transmitted disease. Are becoming rapid in our society. And it isn't just, praise God, affected to the homosexual community. This AIDS, praise God, but it is swiftly spreading to all corners of society. It's quickly spreading to all corners of society. The substance of man's sin and rebellion. The symbol of man's sin and rebellion. The scope of man's sinful rebellion. We can see that, praise God, in verses 28. Seen in this decision. At this point, man rejects God and is confused. As they give themselves more fully to their sin, they're kissing on each other, they're loving on each other, they're laying with each other and sit. And less room they have for their own mind for God. But eventually, my friend, he is rooted totally out of the picture by the vile affection that have these people trapped, even when God of his own invention becomes less and less necessary, the person who has come this far is in his rebellion comes to think of himself as his own God. Jesus help us. It is seen in verse 28. He's seen in his deepness of sin. We are told that God gives them over to a reprobated mind. This is in the book of Romans. You see, people say, oh, they was born like that. That was born. No, they was born like that. The devil lied to you, and let me help you out. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. That reference to something that had just put them to a test. They failed a test and had been rejected. The word was used to refer to them as refining a metal. The idea is that man did not want God in their lives. So he gave them over to a power of total deprivation and deprived mind. At this point, my people, they are absolutely capable of any sin imaginable. Anything they'll do anything. God has taken his hands off of them. They have no mind. Their mind has been seared with a hot iron. Hey God, Yeba Sukovasha, Nananimikumsira, Baba Wabsha. Thank you, Jesus. And then it says, praise God, Apostle gives us a list of 23 sins These are not mentioned to be, you know, exalted a list of possible sins, but it is mere representation of the sin of which man is capable of committing. 23 of them. 23. Unrighteousness, fornication, and wickedness. Covetousness, malice, envy, murder, debate, deceit, malicious, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despisers, proud, boastful. The invention of evil things. People not inventing things that's evil. But everybody says, oh, that's so cute. Oh, that's so nice. They're inventors of evil things. This is a person who tried of sin as usual and seek new forms of pleasure and excitement. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know what I'm talking about. Your sexual toys and this and this and that. And this is what makes you, then they talk about the shade, 50 Shades of Grey. That's garbage. All it's promoting is sexual promotion. The disobedient to parents, obvious. Watch a rebellious child. He, she is open to all kinds of sinful activities without understanding. This is a person who refused to learn by experience. They have rejected the truth and have closed their ears and mind to it. The covenant breaker. Untrustworthy refers to people who will not keep their word. You simply cannot depend on them without natural affection. Abnormal affection and love and heartless without human emotions or love. A lack of feeling for others. Abuse of normal affection and love. Others become little more than power, like a pawn for a man's own use and benefit. Pleasure and purpose. Excitement and stimulation. Abnormal affection of sex. And perversion of perversion and prevail. You'll do anything with anybody and anything. Implacable. A person who is unwilling to make peace or come to an agreement. Unmerciful. It is an absence of consideration of feeling for others. What matters is one's own pleasure and rights, not the pleasure and rights of others. The world has to turn cold. The world is cold as ice. Singing in his destiny, praise the Lord. Man know his heart where he has sinned. His sin will lead. However he choose to sin against his own conscience and go into his own sinful activity. He pursued his sin with everything in his power. And to make matters worse, he passes his sinful behavior on to others by encouraging them to follow him in his footsteps. They also delight in all those who live the same lifestyle. These people encourage one another in their sins while both plunging headlong directly into hell. I want to say this to you right now, my friend. I don't know about you, but I find this is an image of troubling situations here. It is harsh, but true reality that those who reject God will ultimately be rejected by God. And when they see his conscience, 1 Timothy 4:2, they close their door to God's activity in their lives. Even though he is a God of love, mercy, and grace, and long-suffering, he is still a God of holiness, justice, judgment, and wrath. There is a price to pay for your rejecting Christ. There is a price to pay. Your rebellion, there's a price that you must pay. And you will pay it, my friend, whether you like it or not. You will pay it. You see, there's a species of an ant in Africa that builds its colony nest in deep under tunnels. It is here that their young and their queen live. Even though these ants may be a great distance from the nest for aging for food, they can sense when their queen is being attacked. And they all become extremely nervous and and they become very uncooperative. If she's killed, they become frantic and rush around aimlessly until they die. What a perfect illustration, praise God, for the people who has rejected God in this life. Being unable to find direction and peace apart from relationship with God, they rush around aimlessly, pursuing his or her sin, until he too is dead and enter eternity. If you're in that shape, let me invite you to come to Jesus for salvation this day. If you know someone is in that shape, let me challenge you to pray for them. Pray for them. It may even that you are not saved. It may be even that. But have allowed some of these sins mentioned in this message into your life. You need to get that dealt with right now. I invite you. Right now, people, saints of God, to come to the Lord and seek a refresh or a fresh renewed walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. Don't get caught like the ant off God because your mind and your heart is stayed on sin and evil works. You will give an account of the deeds done in your body, whether good or bad. You will stand and give an account. Make the Lord your Savior today. Let him come into your life and live with you. Let him come in and he become your God and you become his people. Thanks, Father, I'm a sinner and I need to be saved. But save me today, Lord, and let me live with you forever. That when you return, that I will go back with you because you have become my God and I have become your people. Forgive me for my sins today. Cleanse me, wash me with the hyssop of your word. And I will live for you until eternity. I thank you, praise God, for listening to me today. Thank you to S.O.S. Darling with Anointed Word International Ministry. I pray, praise God, that the word was made simple, plain, that you may understand. It's not so much, praise God, of the skimming or the hollering, but it's the understanding. I believe the word of God said, out of all thy getting, get an understanding. And I want you to have understanding about the word that was taught here today. That you may search yourself. The Bible said, let every man examine himself. Do a self-examination to see and know that you are you ready if you should return in the next minute, second, hour. This is Pastor Otis Darling saying, you be blessed until I return. But stay in the word that there is peace, life, direction, protection in the word of God. You have a great day.